The mission Daf Tezav on the Beis introduces the mitzvah of Tavshilin, which basically means that if you have Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Yom Tov can't be making the Shabbos, but if you make an Erev Tavshilin, which means you basically started your preparations for Shabbos already from Erev Yom Tov, from before Yom Tov, then you are allowed to continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's the basic halach of Erev Tavshilin. Now the Maharal in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael explains the mitzvah of Tavshilin al pi machshava, al pi pnimiyas advarim in a very beautiful way. And he explains that we know that Lasad Lavei, we're going to have two different stages. We're going to have Yemaisa Mashiach, and then we're going to have Olam Haba. And the purpose of Yemaisa Mashiach, I'm just adding a drop of Hezbet to the Maharal, the purpose of Yemaisa Mashiach is, like the Rambam says, to be a time when we're able to prepare for Olam Haba, because during Yemaisa Mashiach, we're not going to have tirdas of Parnasa and Molchamas and Saras. It'll just be a time where we could sip a menucha and grow in our Avodas Hashem and gain even more Olam Haba. That's the tachas of Yemaisa Mashiach. But the Maharal explains that that concept, that a person could grow further in Olam Haba and prepare for and gain more Olam Haba during the time Yemaisa Mashiach, is limited. That's only for someone who was a tzaddik and tried his hardest in this world. If you tried your hardest in this world, you tried to be Avodas Hashem to the best of your ability, then when you come to Olam Haba, to Yemaisa Mashiach, you could continue and grow even further and gain more Olam Haba. But a person who didn't care about anything in this world, he's a rasha, he didn't try to do anything in his Avodas Hashem, when he comes to Yemaisa Mashiach, he's stuck. He can't at that point do tshuva and decide, I'm going to start being Avodas Hashem. At that point, it's too late. Because in Yemaisa Mashiach, it's not a kunz to do tshuva. Everyone's going to see the Emes. Of course, you're going to want to do tshuva. And at that point, he can no longer grow. It's only someone who started his growth before Yemaisa Mashiach, a person who was already growing in this world. Now, when he comes to Yemaisa Mashiach, he could take Yemaisa Mashiach to utilize it to grow even further and gain more Olam Haba. That's how the Maharal understands the idea of Yemaisa Mashiach and Olam Haba. And therefore, he explains like this. He says that we know that Shabbos is always referred to as Me'ein Olam Haba. It represents the Tekufa of Olam Haba. Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemaisa Mashiach. It represents the Tekufa of Yemaisa Mashiach. And he says that's the idea, that Yom Tov is not making L'Shabbos. That on Yom Tov, you cannot cook and prepare for Shabbos, because once you're in Yom Tov, if you're in the Matzav of Yom Tov, which is in Yemaisa Mashiach, it's too late. At that point, you can't decide, I want to change, I want to do tshuva, and I want to start gaining Olam Haba. You can't do it on Yom Tov. It has to be something that you already started before. But if you started before Yom Tov, which is represented by Erev Tavshilin, which means you started the Bishul for Shabbos already before Yom Tov, which means you already started being Ovid, you started being a Tzaddik, you started being Ovid Hashem to the best of your ability in Olam Haza before Yemaisa Mashiach. So then when Yemaisa Mashiach comes, you could continue your Avodah, you could use Yemaisa Mashiach to gain even higher Madregas and to gain more Olam Haba. So that's the aside of Erev Tavshilin. It represents this idea that on Yom Tov, if a person goes into Yom Tov without any hachana, he didn't start Yavaita from before, he didn't reach any Madregas, a person is a Rasha and he neglected his Avodas Hashem, when you get to Yemaisa Mashiach, it's too late. You can't be making for Shabbos, you can't prepare for Olam Haba. But if a person started Miasmo, if you started your hachana from Erev Yom Tov, you already started preparing and working on yourself in this world, you became a tzaddik and you reached the highest Madrega that you could reach, then when you come to Yemaisa Mashiach, you could take it further, being that the Bishul already started from Esmol, the Avodah started from the Esmol, you could take it further, you could use the time of Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos, to reach higher Madregas, to be Zeichet Taka to the highest Madregas possible in Olam Haba.